So one of my favorite TV shows, which is no longer on the air, but it was about a young medical doctor in his first couple years and just follows him all the way through. It was a comedy. It was called Scrubs. And I loved that show just because it was very real to life, but also very comedic. In one of the episodes, they have a patient. I think his name was John or something. I don't know. He's inconsequential, but John, or maybe it was Ted. I don't know. Anyway, the point is that he was so, like, his personality in a very short time was so enthralling to people that they would walk up to him and, you know, to do a simple procedure or assessment or something, and within 2 minutes would want to be his best friend. He just had this personality of being genuine and, you know, like, I think the only lines the guy had in the show in that episode was like, "Hi, my name is John." But that was enough. People were just drawn to him, and they wanted to be his friend because they knew that John was just this genuine guy. And I mean, they played with the lighting so it looked like there was almost this glow about him, and you know, his hair was perfect for being in the hospital for 4 days, and it just had this quality about him that was attractive, that made people want to gravitate towards him. And I don't know about you, but when I read the gospel, I often attribute to Jesus my own snarkiness, or I give him my attributes of personality because I want him to react like I would react. So initially reading this gospel, you know, Philip says, "Jesus, just show us the Father and that'll be enough." I imagine immediately Jesus go, "Jesus, show us the Father and that'll be enough." Like, he's just mocking Philip, and is but he wouldn't do that. He's the Savior, so he's better than my reaction. But I do take a step back, and I look at it again, and I can see that in this moment where Jesus could be so let down, because, again, he even says, "Have you been with me for so long, and you still don't get it?" I think the reaction that he gives more is not one of snark or sarcasm or disappointed lashing out, but more of genuine concern, you know, fatherly guidance. It's like, okay, all right, we've been over this a lot. I'm going to tell it to you one more time, though, because I really want you to get this. Like, this is very important. How many times with a student have you done the same things and just been like, okay, from the top again? No, because you need to get this. Like, this is of such importance to everything else we're doing that I'm going to take the time and I'm going to love you in this manner to tell it to you one more time in the hopes that maybe this time it's going to stick. And I imagine that quality that the character John in the show Scrubs had, that genuine, enthralling, gravitational personality, is the same thing that Jesus has whenever he interacts with anyone in the gospel. He is just so genuine. Gosh, I wish I had a better word. He is just so true to who he is. And all of his emotions and personality is integrated to such a degree that you cannot help but be drawn to him when you interact with him. And so I hope that in some manner I can emulate Jesus when I interact with others in that way. Like, one of my big prayers or desires as of the last couple of years is like, man, I want to be authentic, right? Like, I want to love people in an authentic way that when they interact with me, they know that I'm not trying to angle them, or I'm not trying to get anything out of them. Like, I don't have an ulterior motive. I'm being nice to you for the sake of being nice to you, for the sake that you're a person in need that I can help, or maybe you don't even have a need, but I want to be as authentic and as genuine as I can just in my interaction with you. Now, some of that's based in pride because I want people to like me, but most of it is just based in wanting to emulate the Savior. And so this morning, it was great when I read a passage from a book that pretty much encapsulated all of that feeling and the idea that the Savior would do the same thing. He would be that perfect example of it for us. So I'm going to read it to you. It's short. But this is from the book Prayer, Living with God by Simon Tugwell, one of your beloved fathers. Anyway, he says, "In our relationships with one another, it's God's loving that is fundamental. It is with his love that I am to love my friend, making his love my own, as it were, so that it is truly my love, truly a human affection, a human emotion, with all the passion and wonder that that involves. The human heart of Jesus is the perfect expression of the divine love of God, and it must be the model for our loving. That is why sometimes it may even be right for my friend to think that I am God. True affection carries that awesome responsibility. Sometimes it may be that the nearest someone can get to loving God and trusting him is in letting me love him, and so trusting me. I must pass on his love and trust to God, who is the source of what is true in my love. Even the love with which I love myself is involved in this. It too must be plunged back into the creative love of God, which is the very source of my existence and my true identity. All true love begins with God, and that is why it is such a terrifying thing. And so I think that's just so beautiful to know that whatever desire we have to love others is an expression that first begins in God. It isn't because of our own goodness. It isn't because of anything innate in us, but it is because we're made in the image and likeness of God and we share in his attributes in a limited way. And so when we love, we are emulating, we are participating in the perfect love of God. And it is that terrible and wonderful responsibility of each of us to love others with as much love as we can in the way that God would. And then to bring them through that love to the Father, not to stop at our own personalities, not to stop at our own limit in love, but to then pass them on to the love of the Father. So as we continue just this Easter season, this joy of the resurrection and knowing that God loved the world so much that he would first take on flesh and then allow that flesh to be crucified for us and then resurrected out of a great, great love for us. We strive today and every day to love others better and to bring them to the Father.